Oh, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Alternate Universe featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. And yeah, that's a good intro there, I think. Today we've got, I'd venture to say, a pretty poor theme in that I'll be doing question words. All right, look. So I sacrificed the quality of the theme for the quality of the playlist. So I really think you're gonna enjoy the hits, the songs you've got scheduled for tonight. I think I'm very happy with the playlist, and I hope you will be too. So, with that said, we'll be starting off with, as you know, I really do have to venture from my favorite artists, but we have the track "Who" from David Byrne and Saint Vincent. Both of them, it's great. I was so happy when they made this duet album. It's off their album Love This Giant, and there we go.
Thank you.
And there, Who, from David Byrne and St. Vincent. They did a tour to support that album. It's a great tour. They're both very good performers, each in their own special way. I've brought this up before. I would certainly recommend to all viewers, or listeners, that you take a look at the concert film Stop Making Sense. I've got the DVD. I'll let you borrow it. I love you guys that much. Anyway, next up. So, I should have explained this earlier, but the question words, it'll be who, what, when, where, why, and how. And then I'll be doing that twice because the first six only come out to about 23 minutes. So, in order to fill out the whole show, we're doing it twice around. And so, obviously, after who, we've got what. And in order to fill that, we've got the track What Kind of Love from Childish Gambino. It's a single, a 2013 single. I'm really glad I'm able to play it because, you know, usually his songs aren't as clean as this one. But nevertheless, here we go with What Kind of Love from Childish Gambino.
What kind of love just stays the same? What kind of love don't die alone? What kind of love would take this long? What kind of love don't make you old? Meet me at the studio. I just wanna play you some. Little lies.
there. Childish Gambino with the track What Kind of Love. Again, really great work by me. I would have to apologize if there was a delay or a cutout or if you heard a swear word. Not that there was one in this song, but I was scared that there was. Yeah. And some of you might know Childish Gambino. His real name is Donald Glover. He, not only is he a great rapper, and as you heard, great singer, he became a father last week. I wrote that down in my notes. And for fans of the NBC cult classic Community, he starred as Troy Barnes, former football player, then studying at a community college after he injured his arm. Anyway, great show, great artist. Glad to be able to play him. Anyway, next up, got a real classic. I've forgotten about these guys entirely, and I've been remiss not to play any of their songs, but I was so fortunate to see that one of their songs fit into the category. And as you know, next up we've got When, and our song with the word When in it is The Beatles. Well, that's the artist, and we'll be doing their track When I'm 64.
Sunday morning.
You'll have to excuse me. There are some technical difficulties in that I messed up. Anyway, here, this time, it's going to be the beginning of When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
I'd be out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
The Beatles, with their track When I'm 64. Paul McCartney, obviously an integral part of the Beatles, he wrote that track at the age of 16. Now, that for those of you who really read into the meaning of that track, you might have noticed that it's about aging and becoming older. But Paul McCartney, at the age of 16, obviously felt that and was correct in thinking that he knew about aging and the effects it would have on people, and Yeah, that, he wrote that at 16. And another fun fact is that he was recorded singing the song in the key of C major, but when you hear it back, you hear it in C sharp major, or no, D flat major, which is similar. And they sped up his voice to sound sound younger. And in the words of Paul McCartney, to make his voice sound, quote, more Rudy Tooty. Anyway, when I'm 64, The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, 1967 album, one of the greatest albums ever published. Anyway, next up, we've got a track from The Killers, with the word where in it. It's the track Where the White Boys Dance. Yep. And it's off their 2007 album, Sawdust, and I hope you enjoy it.
Take me to the place where the white boys dance. Take me to the place where they run and play. My baby is gone, you might have a chance. Just take me to the place where the white boys dance.
Passive voice, not very good. Anyway, we had The Killers with their track Where the White Boys Dance. And for your weekly snarky commentary, you know, I picked the track Where the White Boys Dance because it really conjured up images of the Thousand Nights Dance on Saturday. There's your snarky commentary, right? You know, Brandon Flowers in the song, he's the lead singer of The Killers, asked to be taken to the place where the white boys dance. And if he had asked that question to me last Saturday between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then I would have directed him straight to the Marlowe Room, where white boys were dancing. Of course, dancing being a relative term. You never really can tell. Anyway, next up, we've got a track from my favorite... Well, no, not my favorite. One of my favorite bands, Phony People. It's a track called Why I Love the Moon, and there's three lowercase I's in Why I Love the Moon. I really don't understand why. It's really annoying with spelling when I was looking through the lyrics because they're swearing in the song, and I've... alright. Anyway, there's some a rap solo in the song. They're swearing in it. I've got a plan. I'll be rapping a little bit. It's not gonna be good. Oh, this is gonna be bad. Anyway, here's Why I Love the Moon. Well, no, it's the track. Ugh, never mind.
So hard to find. That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every night about my window, and that's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside, people can consume my love in the wrong way, so I send it up at night. Real love so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds. So be careful where you look for love. Be careful where you look for love. Real love so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine. 'Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh? Still up trying to escape these demons in my room. You see, it's no change, dropping, we learn to maintain. Yuffin', and how could anybody else proclaim when they brainwashes and watches every time we make exchanges?
In a box, we just use our mind to escape all the same things. I'm tired of the pain. Love is blind to the flame. That's why I looked up, never hide behind skies. No. No, it's too. It's. Yeah, there you go.
And I believe that help. If I'm trying to grow, it's just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm standing, taking chances. Now I need that full flat on my back. Cause just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So,
peace the moon, peace the stars, peace the sun.
Thank you.
And before I reintroduce the song, I just want to issue my sincere apologies for anybody who hadn't listened to that. You know what? You know, it's the hallmark of a good radio show, I'm making this up now, that you take risks. You know, you take risks for the view, for the listener. And I took a risk there. Whether or not it paid off, I'll find out soon enough, I'm sure. And yeah, I certainly hope you enjoyed that song. I went to great lengths to bring you that song, and I certainly hope you enjoyed it, because it's one of my favorite tracks. It just yeah, great. Oh, PSA, I forgot about those. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F. Face drooping. A. Oh my god, that's a little offensive. A. Arm weakness. Or S. Speech difficulty. Then T. Time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Sorry about the laughing there. I had a little belch in there. Some of you who are really, really big fans of me might notice that I'm a little under the weather this week. It happens. I'm still powering through it for you, for my listeners. Anyway, next up, we got a real classic. Do I have any fun facts about why I love them? No, I just wrote down apologize for rap solo. Very good. Anyway, next up, we've got a real classic, real 90s classic, from Montel Jordan, and we'll be playing his track, This Is How We Do It.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. And let me hit a party, say I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track in the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air. And wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. And let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
in 94. Montel made no money and life show was slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. The Liver DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
Lovely, Montel Jordan with his track, This Is How We Do It. Now, I didn't introduce that, but obviously that track has the word how in it, so now we've got who, what, when, where, why, and how. So we're finished. Just kidding, we're halfway there. It's 12:42. That's alright. Well, I know you guys. We'll stay a little past 1, because that's what we do here. I guess you could say that's how we do it. It's also the name. Well, it's actually a single, so the album name is also This Is How We Do It. It's from 1995. It's right in the middle of the 90s. The good old 90s. You might have noticed that Montel Jordan says, at one point, says, what do you say? It's like, something about, like, whatever, Montel Jordan, they say, like, 6'8" he stood. That's actually true. Montel Jordan is 6'8" tall. Fun fact, this song is one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite pump-up tracks. It really gets me pumped for class, even when I'm not pumped for the class. That's alright, college is great. Anyway, next up, we go back to the beginning of the question words with one of my favorite tracks. What track is it? It's Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5. Was never released on one of their albums, but it was a B-side to their track I Want You Back, and it came out in 1969. And I hope you enjoy it. Jackson 5. Who's Loving You? How old is that track now? That's 47 years old. Singer there, of course, a young Michael Jackson. The song is a cover of The Miracles. The Jackson 5's cover topped the charts as number one Billboard single. Even though it wasn't a single, it was a B-side to a single, which is just crazy. Fun fact, I can sing this song. I've got an incredible falsetto. Not really, but I can sing it. Not very well. Oh man, what a great time we're having, just you and me. Anyway, enough of me talking. A little bit more of the music. And to continue with the music, we're going to be playing, what do we play? We'll be playing What? That's the word we've got now. So we'll be playing a deep cut, because I like to bring you those. And it's going to be Taking What's Not Yours by TV Girl off their 2016 album. New deep cut. It's off their album Who Really Cares, because I wanted to go double on those question words. Anyway, here we have Taking What's Not Yours. Deep cut from TV Girl. Off. It's a new track. It just came out this year. and I can still bring it to you because I'm just that good. Anyway, just wanted to bring up that TV Girl has a terrible singer. It's something I've discussed with a couple people. I think if you just picked anybody, just any random person off the street, they'd probably be a better singer than the singer of TV Girl. He's not very good, but luckily in that song, he has some other singers that help balance out his lack of singing ability. The track's about leaving things at girls' apartments. As he says, at their homes and various domiciles, and just to give you some advice, as some of you may know, I'm both a very confrontational person and also a very imposing physical presence. And if you feel like you've left something behind, go get it. You know, who is this former special friend of you to say no? You go and get it, brother or sister or whatever. Just go get it. Stand up for what you think is right. Yeah. Anyway, we'll go for a classic track next. Last we had What, next now we have When, and we'll be going with the Strokes with their track When It Started off their excellent album from 2001, Is This It? Our classic from the Strokes, the track When It Started. I don't know, I think we are running late-ish, and the next track I have is by U2, and it's really long, and I'm not a really big fan of it, so you know what, we're not gonna play it, I'm not gonna play it, because I'm gonna stand up for myself. That's right. I don't have to conform to anybody's playlist binary. Yes. I don't even want to play the other two songs. Maybe I'll open up the lines, all right? Well, first I have to announce that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Alternate Universe, featuring me, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. And if you want to, after this song, I've just had an idea that or the next song I'm going to play. You can call me right now at 610-330-5316. Anyway, while I'm getting up this next song, I'll say the number again. That's 1-610-330-5316. Anyway, so I'm going to play a track from the Human League called Keep Feeling Fascination. It's one of my favorite songs. Well, no, yeah, it's a pretty good song. Anyway, let me just input this, because I want to make sure my online listeners can see what track I'm playing. They're not listening, I guess. That's weird. Hope everybody's having a good evening. And anyway, here we'll be having Keep Feeling Fascination from the Human League.
Looking good.
Keep Feeling Fascination from the Human League. I don't have any details on that track because I just thought I should play it right now. But it's a good track. It was featured in Grand Theft Auto Vice City, a well-known video game from the early 2000s. Anyway, if you want to give me a call, you want to request a song, you want to complain about my rapping, you just want to make fun of me, you know what, I understand, and I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. So, if you feel so inclined, I would offer the opportunity to you to call 1-610-330-5316. Again, that's 1-610-330-5316. And if you don't, I'm going to play a sad song because of my sadness. 1-610-330-5316. Yeah, I would assume that most people are sleeping by this time. It's 1:04 a.m. And I would assume that most people are not listening or not. Oh, man. And I can see. Call. From 216. Oh, what an area code. Wow. I mean, let me just answer this call real quick. Hello.
Hello? Is this Neil?
It is Neil. This is JD, even though it's calling from...
Hello.
It
is JD.
From Graham's phone.
This is JD with Graham, Will, and Emma.
Oh, very nice. Very good. Any thoughts on the show? Any thoughts on life in general? Any song requests that I can bring to you?
Well, we really like the theme of this week.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad to hear it.
And we also like the wide variety of music. We thought that was really valuable on a radio show.
Yeah, I think. I had personally thought the theme was a little weak, but I thought that the variety of music made up for it. I'm glad you agreed.
Here's the thing: is that all your theme needs to do is provide you with an access for variety or quality, really.
Yeah, it's a good way of thinking about it.
And I think you did it very well.
Thank you very much. So, do you have any requests?
Luke desires me to say that he's better at NBC baseball, but
I believe that's incorrect. That's an incorrect statement, and I'll be proving him wrong within the next few minutes. But anything I can play for you?
Do you guys want to hear anything particular? Emma wants to hear Halo by Beyonce.
Okay. Okay.
I would like to hear that too, actually.
Alright, let's see. Yeah, sure. I mean,
alright, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, I'm going. Yeah, alright. Anyway, I'm going to hang up now. I have to get Spotify.
Alright, Cleveland Rock, step together.
Bye. I'm not going to play Halo. That's right. Democracy is a joke. No, I'm not allowed to say that. It isn't. I'm being facetious. Let's scroll through my playlist. What should I play? All right, I've got 3 minutes left in the hour. Ooh, I love this song. We're gonna play "Don't You Worry About a Thing" by Stevie Wonder. Oh, excellent! I love this song, and I hope you do too. All right, very good. Hope you enjoy.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
Yeah.
Well, I understand how you can, cause I've been to, Paris, Peru, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien chévere.
Bien chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah, cause I got my shaking room with the little friends.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing, mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. When you get off your trip, don't you worry.
Don't You Worry About a Thing, says Stevie Wonder in his track Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder off his it's off the album Inner Visions. Let me just check the year of that. 1973. Hope you enjoyed that track. Hope you enjoyed the show. I think we had I'd venture to say it was tonight, this morning, I had a good show, and I hope my listeners enjoyed it. Certainly, I brought you a varied kind of music. We get St. Vincent, you get Childish Gambino, you get the Beatles, you get the Killers, you get Phony People, you get Montel Jordan, you got Jackson 5, you get TV Girl, The Strokes, The Human Leagues, Human League, and Don't You Worry About a Thing. I had another song in there. Oh, that's the song I was supposed to play. We're just over an hour. We've got the time. Anyway, hope every has... I'll play the song, and then I'll sign off. Anyway, right now we'll be playing Take Me Home, Country Roads, not by John Denver, but instead by Toots and the Maytals with their reggae cover of the song, another of my one of my favorite tracks, and I hope you enjoy it too.
I'm all seven, West Jamaica, true is a mountain, shining down the river, all my friends there, holding on those reeds, younger than the mountain, going like a bee.
Toots and the Maytals with their cover of John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads. One of my favorite songs about this track is how, now in the original John Denver track, John Denver sings, almost heaven, West Virginia. But Toots and the Maytals, you know, they give it their own reggae spin and they sing, almost heaven, West Jamaica. And I think that's, you know, I think it's really great. And now because I'm a benevolent dictator, not really. Ugh. Anyway, even though I'll be signing off now, while I get my stuff together, as I prepare to head home to my home, I'll be playing Beyonce's Halo. But first, I just want to say goodbye. Wish everybody the best of weeks to come. I just want to congratulate everybody on making it to Friday. Congrats, you made it. You're almost at the weekend. And I hope it's a good weekend, I hope it's a good week, and I hope you come in and listen to the Alternate Universe next Friday morning, Thursday night, whichever you choose. And if you haven't liked the Facebook page already, please do so. It's facebook.com/alternateuniverse. That's A-L-T-E-R-N-A-T-E-U-N-E-I-L-V-E-R-S-E. Anything else? Just want to give thanks to JD, Will, Aaron, Noah, Graham, Rebecca. I don't think Rebecca's listening. Eh, Rebecca, whatever. She gets a thank you. Joe, Emma, the LA Sparks. Want to congratulate the LA Sparks on their WNBA championship. Briefly thank Luke, even though he gets too many thank yous. And hope everybody has a good week. And hope you enjoy this track from Beyonce called Halo. Yeah, let me just get this right. Anyway, I'm signing off. Goodbye.
I can feel you.
goodbye.